All right, Billy Cunningham, as we continue with the economic morass in which we find ourselves, thousands and thousands of Americans are on hold, millions and millions are listening, and I thank them all very much. Let's continue now with Elena Panaritis, author of Prosperity Unbounded, a property building property markets. And Elena Panaritis, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Let's talk about, you've written the book, Prosperity Unbound, Building Property Markets. You say there's a gaping hole in the mortgage recovery plan. Every home is at risk of falling through it. What is that gaping hole?
I think the issue that we haven't really looked into is exactly how to stabilize prices. And so far, we have tried very hard through the different bailout plans to handle the effects of the crisis, such as unemployment or, the stock market crash or the banking system. But how can we really stabilize prices? And we should identify the way that the supply is defined. So that's where we should be looking into, I believe.
All right. How do you do that? Because many have told me that maybe the value is what it costs to build a house. So today, I don't think you can build a house for less than $300,000 or $250,000. Can you peg the value of a home to what it would cost to build a new one, just like it?
Actually, you're really spot on, Bill. That's a fantastic question. The value of a property of real estate is not only the building of the cost of the building; it's also the land value. And right now, we have to define property, which is an immovable property, you know, it's an immovable asset. You need to have a registry system that has all sorts of information, legal, geographical, liens, financial type of information, usage, utilities. All these type of information needs to be standardized in one specific space. And that type of information is what defines, with comparatives, comparables, the price. That is what we don't have in the United States.
Because I think about building in Florida or building in California or building a house in Phoenix, Arizona. It would be very, very expensive, well above what the value of the home is today, correct?
Absolutely.
So at some point with these...
So what you need to do is you need to identify the value of the land first. And you identify the value of the land, you need to identify the value of different uses the land would have. And then you need to devise what type of rent you will get on the specific property you would be building on, not the cost of the property only.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to build, let's say, a residential property or a commercial property, you first need to identify where is the plot of land. Is it in the periphery? Is it in the center of the urban center, right? What would it be used if it were to be used for agriculture? Now, what are different usages we can have?
Right.
Then on top of that, you have to put, of course, the cost of putting it together, and then project the cash flow returns that you would get if you were to actually rent it out.
Okay.
So that should be the appropriate way, possibly. But where we are lacking, where we're having a hole right here, and we have a hard time figuring it out very correctly, is how do you identify the different land uses?
Right.
You usually do that by going to a specific national registry that has all sorts of information. Because you see, you may purchase a property that may have a specific use according to your thoughts or to your knowledge. But, you know, 10, 15 years down the line, let's say a train rail may show up and, you know, cut your property in half. So you, in the United States, people buy title insurance for this.
Yes.
That specificity, that specific issue, the fact that no one from the very early stage has absolute certainty of what the usage would be, that's exactly where the problem is.
And so at the present time, Obama's plan does not address that issue whatsoever.
Not at all. Not at all.
So the money we're spending, in your view, the money we're spending on mortgages, something north of $75 billion, will have no impact on the value of homes.
It will have residual impact, but not direct impact. It is not a bad plan so far, but it really needs to be complemented because, you know, the devil is in the details. And this is a very, very obscure detail. And we have always taken for granted property rights in this country, but we really should not because they're broken. And that's where the whole leakage starts.
Do you believe that the market's going to recover this year, next year, never? Elena, what do you say? How long will it be?
Definitely not this year. But it will definitely also depend on what type of complementary policy reforms we will apply and if we will actually put our finger to stabilize values through the way I suggested earlier.
I think
it will take at least 2 years.
Elena Panayiotis, if I made you the president, what would you do differently than Obama?
Goodness. I would keep what I have right now in place, keep on the confidence level as high as I can, and definitely go and consolidate all registries and title insurance information. This is not done. This needs to be done.
All right.
ASAP.
Elena Panayiotis, the book is Prosperity Unbound, Building Property Markets, and thanks for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Let's continue with more coming up later. After 1 o'clock will be Nicole Gelinas reviewing the presidential address tonight at 9 o'clock. Do you think Obama's on TV too much? Isn't he like Tiger Woods coming back to the Accenture Golf Classic when the media is counting down? Every day it's Obama, Obama, Obama. And I would note that if you check out the Gallup poll in the last 10 presidents after 30 days, he has the second highest unfavorable rating of any president since the 1940s, at 25%. The only one close to him was Clinton, who had a 27% unfavorable rating. Of course, he still has about a 65% favorable rating, but normally for the first 30 or 60 or 90 days of a president, there's a long honeymoon period. But in this case, there has been no long honeymoon period whatsoever, and the president talks tonight at 9 o'clock, and is Scott Sloan carrying it live? It'll be live on the big one, then Sloney will have the analysis after the president quiets down, probably close to 10 o'clock, because I'm sure the Democrats will be in a joyous mood as Barack Hussein Obama enters the House in joint session for the very first time. It's not an official State of the Union, but it's going to be an address to a joint session of the Congress about where we go from here and so much more. According to Ben Bernanke, he sees an end to the recession later this year, but consumer confidence has collapsed to record lows in February. Home prices post their biggest decline ever. Home Depot shows a $1.5 billion loss. Target profits drop by 41%. Macy's reports a 60% drop in profits. 60% drop. And the market right now is up about 80 points on the Dow as we continue to talk to you, the American people. Many issues are on the docket. Number one is the McCafferty situation and how can spouses protect themselves against their other spouse, if that spouse is just eaten up with the idea of shopping and running up credit cards, and there's nothing you can do. I mean, basically, you can take away a credit card, but anyone can open up a credit card for good reason or bad reason or no reason. And if the property purchase is part of marital property and community property, you're responsible nonetheless. Very, very difficult circumstances. And the economy is, according to many, is getting worse and not better. And my last guest said it's going to get worse for the next couple of years. So let's continue with more. 513-749-7000. At this early point, are you kind of on the side of Cheryl McCafferty or on the side of Robert McCafferty? And what about the respective sets of grandparents of the two teenage witnesses who are going to testify later this week? I would imagine when these things happen, things divide by blood. And I would imagine the paternal grandparents are going to be very angry at Cheryl, and I would imagine the maternal grandparents of the kids are going to be understanding how their daughter did what she did. How someone can understand that is beyond me, because divorces, about half of the marriages end in divorce, and very few end in murder. And I hope the jurors in Campbell County aren't so stupid as to buy this crap from Cheryl McCafferty. But at this early point, on whose side do you lie, with Cheryl or with Robert McCafferty, who, by the way, is in his grave? So let's continue with more, 44 minutes after the hour. Billy Cunningham, and by the way, I want to put a shout-out to Hytham David, who is a great listener of mine, driving up to Columbus. Hytham David, you're a great American, and you're the Bill Cunningham Citizen of the Day on 700 WLW.